Hi everyone, I'm Darusha Wame, and this is the NaNoWriMo 2005 podcast for day 28. Well, time's a-wasting. There's 3 days, or 2.5 days, or however you want to count days left until you need to make your 50,000 words if you're going to win NaNoWriMo this year. And so I'm going to try and keep this one short and sweet, and it's going to be a little bit on the random side today, because I've got a couple of things that I meant to talk about, just never did, so here we go. The first thing is there's this amusing thread on the off-topic section of the NaNoWriMo website, which, if you haven't made your 50,000, do not go over there, right? But if you have made your 50,000 and you're looking for something to read, there's this thread where people are talking about novels that they've read, that they've, you know, bought or gotten at the library or whatever, that are, like, you know, published and stuff, that read as if they were nano novels. And I think that's really funny. The stuff they've mentioned in there, with a couple of exceptions I hadn't heard of, but I've got a few to add of my own, which is, I quite enjoy the work, but anything written by Cory Doctorow reads like a nano novel to me, partly because they're short. They're like in the, you know, 45 to 55,000 words. And it's just, I don't know, just the flow. It reads like a, you know, well-edited nano novel. So you can check out his work actually for free if you're willing to read stuff on the screen or on your PDA. His stuff is available for free download. I'll send you a link. Actually, there's a link earlier on. I'll link back to my earlier podcast where I talked about him. And yeah, see if you don't see what I see. They look like nano novels. Anyway, that always gives me hope for the future, for me and for everybody else. The other thing that's that I meant to talk about ages ago is forum stalkers. I am a self-confessed forum stalker. Last year, last nano, I habitually stalked a forum poster. This is not somebody that I knew in real life at all. I've never talked to this person at all. I left a post after his post once with reference to his post, and then proceeded to stalk him mercilessly. And I'm wondering if I'm like the only person who does that. I don't think I am. There's someone on the forums whose signature actually says, you know, I stalked so-and-so to find this thread, which I assume they're friends, but perhaps not. And I'm just wondering if anybody else has found, like, favorite posters or people whose, you know, posts are just really fantastic and you want to read everything they write, or if they've described their novel and it sounds really fascinating, which is how I ended up stalking my stalkee. There was a forum post last year, and there's probably one actually this year too, I should dig it up, that was like, describe your novel in a couple of sentences, like a dust jacket blurb. And his novel was, I still remember it to this day, Rockford Files on the Moon. How could that not fail to be awesome? So anyway, I stalked the ever-loving crap out of him, found his weblog to discover to my endless joy that he was actually posting PDFs of his novel in process. Unbelievable. I was good, however, and I waited till the whole thing was done, read it, and it was awesome. So, if by any bizarre chance, Robust McManly Pants, what a great name, is listening, your novel was really good. I'm very excited that you're writing a sequel this year. I'm going to read it. And dead seriously, you should try and publish it. So that's enough of me being creepy. For those of you who are working away, you can do it. If you're over 40,000, you can so totally do it. If you're not over 40,000, you just have to work a little harder. You can do it too. I'm behind everyone. I hope everyone's having a great writing. I need to go and finish my novel. So I am off to go keep working away the same as everybody else. And I will catch you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.